Man, I appreciate what Brother Rob just said. He could just went on being fine with me. Amen. We need to have the power of God, don't we? Amen. Need to have a move of God. And I'm thankful we've been having that this weekend here and for all the Lord's done among us. And just been a great weekend. Sometimes you need great weekends because we have enough bad weekends, don't we? Sometimes you need a time to get away and just a time of refreshment and encouragement. And things like this remind us that we're not alone. Amen. Sometimes you get to feeling like you're the only one trying to live right. But I want to tell you what. Hey, the scripture told us that there would be a number that no man could number. Amen. Not everybody's bound their knee to Baal. But I'm glad that God's still got a bride. Amen. He's going to have a bride to come back for. Amen. The question is, are we going to be part of that bride? And I sure like to. We'd like to say thanks to Brother Brim for giving us the invite. You know, now we've become a homeboy around here, but we still appreciate them asking us to speak this morning. And appreciate Brother and Sister Switzer and Brother and Sister Gallagher, great men we look up to and esteem. And I'm glad that we have role models and all-stars in the holiness movement. A lot of people idolize, and I know that you got to understand what I'm saying. We don't idolize them, but we give them the respect they deserve as men and women of God. And I'm thankful the world, you know, they look up to Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. That's kind of a little outdated, ain't it? But they look up to some of these. That tells you I'm a little bit out of the groove. But they look up to different ones out there. But I'll tell you what, I'm glad, amen, that we can follow men as they follow Christ. Amen. And we have men of great esteem among us. And we're not, listen, sometimes we feel like we're the minority. But I want to tell you what, one of these days we're going to come back with Christ and rule and reign. And we're going to be the majority. Amen. Amen. We might go through a few things right here getting started. But I'm so glad I've read the back of the book. Amen, and we win. Hallelujah. I just appreciate this weekend. I'd like us to go to Philippians this morning, chapter number 4, and start in about verse number 4. We'd sure like to be a help to you this morning. Sure like the Lord to help us. It takes Him, and I trust that He'll pass by this morning and help us. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4, when you get there, if you would say amen. Amen. Paul here speaking said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Think on these things. Amen. This morning, as we bring this thought to you, amen, I know there's probably a lot of different things that we could talk about, and a lot's done been covered. But as a young person, I'm 28 years old now, and I've got three children, happily married, and the Lord has greatly blessed me. But I learned, amen, that growing up in your teenage years, there's a lot of things that you face. There's a lot of mental battles that we face. Amen. A lot of times battles cannot be seen, but they're still going on in the minds and the hearts of our young people. And we wrestle with things. But here, Paul was admonishing a group of people, amen, that even, amen, looking at the enemy, amen, instead of looking at the negatives, instead of looking at, amen, what they're not doing right, let's look at our enemy and let's pull out what we can think, amen, that is true, and that which is honest and that which is just, and that which is pure and that which is lovely and of a good report. We live in a world that's full of bad news. Amen. It seems like everywhere you turn, even, amen, lately, it seems like even among us, amen, you receive reports that are disappointing and bad news. But I want to tell you what, amen, there's still some good news to think on. Amen. There's still some pure things to think on. Amen. And as Paul encouraged them, I would like to encourage us this morning. Amen. Think on these things. Amen. There'll be times, some of you other married brethren understand what I'm saying here, but there'll be times me and a wife will be driving down the road. Amen. Brother Brim, and I won't be talking now. It's pretty unusual. We're driving down the road. Normally I'm talking to my wife, but sometimes when my mind is on something, I'll just be sitting there and, you know, kind of focused on what I'm thinking about. And my wife, she'll say, "Honey, what are you thinking about?" And I'll go, "Well, I'm thinking about several things." Amen. You ever been there? Amen. Somebody asks you, "Well, that's what I'd like to talk to you about this morning on. What are you thinking?" Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up in our mind and in our thoughts. Amen. We get so captivated by them that we lose sense of our surroundings. Amen. But listen, I want to remind us this morning, amen, that it's important that we guard every thought, amen, that enters our mind. Amen. The mind is the battlegrounds, amen, that will lead to victory or defeat. Can you say amen? And that's why Paul said, he said, "Let's think on that which is true. Let's think on that which is honest. Amen. And that which is just and pure and lovely." Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But there's enough bad in the world. Amen. That I have to face without choosing to think on it every moment of the day. Amen. We all face these things. Amen. Even times growing up. Amen. My dad would come to me after I did something, if you'll pardon my speech, after I did something ignorant, Brother Miles, and he'd say, "Son, what in the world was you thinking?" Did any of y'all hear that before you come to Youth Extreme? What in the world was you thinking when you did that? Amen. And you look back and that was a problem. You really wasn't thinking like you ought to have been thinking. Amen. And a lot of us, amen, a lot of times we deal with things and the devil knows that if he can get in our thought life, amen, then he can get in every other avenue of, amen, our bodies. Amen. The eyes and the ears are the gates, amen, that lead to our minds and our hearts. Amen. It's important that we guard our thoughts. This morning, what are you thinking about? Well, I could guess what a lot of you are thinking. You're probably hoping I'll hurry right through this because you got a long way to go, and we'll try to. But I want to remind you, amen, think on that which is good. Amen. Listen to this. The mind is the master power that molds and makes. And a man's mind, and evermore he takes the tool of thought, and shaping what he wills brings forth 1,000 joys, 1,000 ills. He thinks in secrets, and it comes to pass. Environment is but his looking glass. A lot of times you can think, or you can tell what folk are thinking. Amen. You ever caught yourself? Amen. Somebody already knew what's going on in your life, even though you were not speaking words, because you was thinking. Amen. There's been times I've looked at my wife, and even though she was not telling me, I knew what she was thinking. Amen. But this morning, I can't look into your mind. Amen. But there is one who can. Amen. And I think he would like us to be admonished. Amen. In the day and hour in which we live, there is so much filth. There is so much perversion. There are so many things that's twisted. Amen. Society is trying to change our thinking of what's acceptable. But I want to tell you what, think on these things. Amen. The mind of a man, how amazing it is, at least for some of you. Amen. It's amazing. Amen. We must remember, amen, that everything starts with a thought. Amen. The power of a thought. The power of that moment that comes through a thought. Amen. What a powerful tool God has given us. The ability to think. Amen. A lot of times we get so used to doing it. But I want to tell you why. Amen. Men are made by their thoughts, or men are broken by their thoughts. Your thought life will determine who you really are. Amen. Amen. It will determine who you are. What we think at some point will affect our surroundings and our outcome. Amen. The power of a thought. Amen. You know, amen, how much of thinking plays in our body. You can take somebody that has cancer and they've been told they've got 6 months. And if they give up in their mind, amen, most of the time you'll find that they'll die quicker. But when they make up in their mind, even though the doctor said, I'm going to die with this cancer, they have a strong will to live. Amen. They are focused on, I'm going to live as long as I can. The mind is a powerful thing. And it can be used, amen, for you, or it can be used against you. And I'll tell you what, we need to guard our thoughts with everything that is in us. Every good and bad thing that happens in the world starts with one thought. Amen. Amen. One thought. Before the shooting went on at Columbine High School, somebody had the thought, somebody made the plot, and somebody carried out the action. Amen. But it started in, you say, well, preacher, it really don't affect other people what I think. Sure it does. Amen. At some point in your life, it's going to affect you and it's going to affect others. Amen. That's why we need to think upon that which is good. Can you say amen? Amen. I've found, amen, 28 years of being alive, I've found there are times when you think things that ain't right. And I don't mean as far as purity. I mean you think things. Amen. You get things built up in your head that aren't true. Amen. Any of you young people ever got to thinking, well, such and such don't like me. And that thought, even though there's nothing to it, Brother Gallagher, sometimes, amen. And I know I'm young in the ministry, but there's been times, amen, in pastoring or preaching, amen, my thought life has worked on me. And even though nobody ever did anything to me because they slid past me at the back of the church, amen, my mind would work on me, amen, and I'd think, what did I do or what didn't I do? And that thought would dominate my life. But that's where we've got to go back to the Word of God. And we got to think on that which is upright. Amen. We got to think right, church. Amen. For if we don't, you know what I do if I let that thought dictate me? Next time they come through the door, I'll treat them differently. But if I can bring that thought into captivity and I can resist the devil and he will flee, amen, I can come victorious over that thought. Amen. You ever had somebody, amen, you felt like they looked at you funny? What you didn't know though, amen, they were in a lot of pain. Amen. That face was a result of that pain. But you thought, man, amen, they must have an issue with me. Listen, amen, don't think in a negative tone. Amen. Think on those things which are positive. Amen. Just don't think about all the bad. Preacher, you don't know how bad I've got it. Listen, there's somebody that's got it worse for you, worse than you do. Amen. Think on that which is right. Amen. Just to give you an illustration, there's a gentleman back in my father's home church, and he's one of these, and I don't want to say too much this morning, amen, but he's one of these that, you know, he has PA problems. You know, the PA is too loud. Anybody have one like that in church? Don't raise your hand. Amen. The PA's too loud. So, you know, sometimes you got to be, amen, what is it, as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And so my dad had him in there one day, and he called this brother's name. And he said, I'm going to get the mic. And dad was back in the sound booth, and he got in the mic, and he said, amen, some words. He said, brother, is that too loud? And he said, yep. So dad turned it down some more. I'm talking to you about your thoughts. Dad turned it down a little bit. He said, hey, brother, how's that sound? He said, it's still too loud, Brother Webb. So dad turned it completely off and looked back at this gentleman and said, now, how is it now? He said, it's still too loud. And dad said, brother, it ain't even on. I don't know that dad's heard any more from him. And I realize that PAs do get too loud. Maybe when I'm up in years, I'll appreciate that a little bit more. But what I'm telling you, sometimes we get thoughts stuck in here that there's nothing to it. Listen, if the devil can get in your mind, amen, and mess with your thoughts, amen, he can determine the whole outcome of your life. Amen. Listen, think upon those things, amen, which are true. Amen. We've got to be careful because our thoughts will lead to actions. Amen. Amen. The word think, amen, I know we all probably think that we know what think means, but it means to reflect on. It means to ponder. Amen. To dwell upon, to center one's thoughts on. Amen. To form a mental picture of, to meditate, to imagine. Amen. There's been times, amen, I've been in church and there was preaching going on. There was singing going on. And even though I was singing with them, Brother Switzer, and maybe I'd shout an amen, amen, my mind was a million miles away. Hey, you ever sat in church and mowed grass? Well, you're still not there yet. Amen. You ever sat in church and done homework? Amen. In your mind dwelling upon those things. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but I want to tell you why. Amen. The devil will start out in the small areas of our life, and before you know it, you'll be sitting there in church and there'll be thoughts that are going through your mind. Amen. But if you don't control them when they're small, they'll control you when they're big. That's why we've got to control our thoughts. Amen. To reflect on, to ponder on it. Listen, if you're going to ponder on something, don't ponder on those that have went away from God. Ponder on those that are sticking with God. If you're going to think on something, if you're going to reflect on something, don't look at your past failures, but look at God's great forgiveness. Amen. And think on that which is pure. Amen. To reflect. Amen. The word true means steadfast. Amen. It means loyal. It means honest. It means just. It means consistent, rightful, accurate, being that which is the case rather than that which is assumed. Listen, if you just go by every little thought that comes your way, you won't have an accurate thinking. But if you'll think on that which is right and that which is steadfast and unmovable, amen, you will find that your thinking will always be right. Amen. Loyal. We need a group of young people that'll be loyal. Amen. They'll be loyal to their pastor. Come on here. They'll be loyal to the church. But more importantly, they'll be loyal, amen, to God. They'll be true to God. Amen. Think true thoughts. Amen. The word honest means free from fraud, amen, or deception. It means truthful, genuine, real, humble, respectable, good, worthy, credible, and upright. Amen. Really, when you get to looking at all these words, they come down to just one thing. You need to think right every moment of the day, every second of the week. You need to think on these things. Amen. That which is genuine. Don't think on that which you don't know if it's the truth. Well, I heard such and such. Let it go. Amen. Think on that which is a fact. Think on that which is upright. That which is genuine. Amen. Think humble thoughts. Amen. Don't be exalted in your own thoughts. Amen. But think thoughts of humility. Amen. The word just, it means proper. It means righteous. It means lawful and fair. Listen, think on that which is fair. Amen. That which is pleasant. Amen. I know it sounds easy, but a lot of us struggle with it. Amen. A lot of you young people, you struggle in your minds. Amen. But if you struggle in your mind long enough, somewhere you're going to struggle in your heart. And you're going to struggle in your walk. Amen. But think on these things. Amen. The word pure, it means free from dust, dirt, or taint. Amen. It also means spotless. It means stainless. Amen. Listen, don't think on that which is defiled. Don't think on that which is dirty. Amen. But think on that which is pure. Amen. That which is clean. That which is genuine. Amen. Don't think on that. Amen. That's tainted. Listen, if it ain't right, it's wrong. Think on that which is right. Amen. I remember me and my wife here probably a year and a half ago or so, we were painting in a home. Amen. And I'd painted one color in the bathroom. Brother Brogdon, she come in behind me. Amen. We had two different shades there. She got a hold of the brush. You know, she had a blonde moment. Okay, he's supposed to laugh about that. She got a hold of the brush and she got to rolling. I walked in there later. Hey man, maybe it's me. I shouldn't have said that. I may have been the one that painted the wrong color. But anyway, it became the wrong color. Hey man, I began to look at that wall as I was in there. Hey man, I thought I see brown in that green. You know what happened? It got tainted. Hey man, it wasn't true. Hey man, it wasn't holding its true color. Listen, if you're dwelling on things that are not true, if they are tainted by the fashions of this world, if they are tainted by the desires of this world, amen, throw that thought out the door and get a hold of something that's pure. Hallelujah. That which is lovely, that which is attractive. Say, brother, that's negative thinking. No, when you think right, you're going to have attractive thoughts. You're going to have grand thoughts, and you're going to have swell thoughts. Amen. That which is a good report. I'm tired of bad reports. Aren't you? Amen. But the good news is we're not forsaken. The good news, you won't be denied. Amen. Think on that. Amen. That which he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you to the end. Amen. Don't look at all the bad. Preacher, we live in a dark world, but we serve a great big God. That's what we need to think on. Think on that which is virtue. Amen. That which is morality. Amen. It also means valor. Amen. It means commendable. Amen. That's the thing. I know there's a lot more we could cover, and I'm just scratching the surface. Amen. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if there be any favorable judgment to glorify, if there be anything of value, think on these things. Amen. Amen. Think on these things. Amen. If your boyfriend just broke up with you, if you focus on that, you're going to get disappointed. I know that's small. I really do. But in some of you's lives, that's big. Because when you go to bed, that's what you're thinking about. When you wake up, that's why maybe some of you didn't eat this weekend. You ever, you know, puppy love? You fall in love at youth camp, and then when it's over, you fall out. But during youth camp, you can't eat. Come on here. Some of you's done it. Amen. That's all you can think. I remember, amen, thank God for Granite Camp. I remember one night being up here on stage. You probably really don't care about this, but I like telling it. I was up here on the stage. Amen. I was single and looking. Amen. Matter of fact, I was praying for God to do something great in my life. I looked back and saw what is now my wife, and I said, man, I wish. And I thought, I don't stand the chance. I asked her, Brother Robbie, I said, what do you think after church? We waited till Thursday night, amen, to get acquainted. He said, you can ask her. I don't know what she'll say. Amen. Go ahead. All she can do is say no. You know, Brother Rob's got a great way of just encouraging you. Amen. He gave me just enough hope to go on. So I asked her to the stand. Well, you see where we are today. Amen. But I remember when I left camp, she was all I could talk about. She was all my thoughts. My poor friend had to hear it all the way to Louisville, Kentucky. You know what, though? If we could think on the things of God in that fashion. Well, when we rolled out of bed to go to school, we was thinking that which is pure. Then when we walk into a society that is unpure, we could still have pure thoughts and we could still have pure desires. Listen, I'll tell you what. We can't overcome through our flesh, but we've got to overcome in our mind, and it will lead to our flesh. Amen. There were men in the Bible, you'll notice in Genesis 6 and 5. Amen. It talks about, amen, where God's wrath was poured out. Amen. And every man's imagination was continually upon evil. And so it disheartened the heart of God. Amen. We all know what took place. Amen. It changed the world forever. Amen. Because of men's imagination. Listen, if we're not really watchful, our imaginations will run riot. Amen. But we need to bring them back into subjection to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You'll read in St. Mark 5:15 about a man named Legion. Amen. And how he was controlled physically, mentally, spiritually. He was dominated. His mind was a prison house. Amen. To the demons of hell. Amen. But we find something when he come to Christ. Amen. We don't find a man whose thoughts is everywhere, but we find a man. The scripture said he was clothed and he was in his right mind. Listen, when you really get God in your life, life like you need it. You're going to thank right. Amen. St. Luke 15, 17, the prodigal son. Amen. I know it's a parable, but still a witness to us today. Amen. What happened? He got the thinking wrong. When he was sitting at home and he had everything he needed, he got the thinking, man, I'd like to go to the far country. I'd like to go here. Amen. Maybe some of you's been here this week and your mind's been other places. Amen. Listen, if your mind stays there long enough, your heart's eventually and your body's going to follow. Amen. But while you still have a door of opportunity for you learn the hard way, amen, think on these things. Amen. That's what the prodigal did when he came to himself. When he come to his right mind. Did he stay there? No. He got up and went home. Amen. Oh, I wish. Amen. Even this morning, as we feebly try to attempt to tell you, amen, about your thought life, that somebody, amen, maybe physically, amen, wasn't that great Thursday night? Heather Switzer's talking about don't set out. Amen. But listen, if you have fallen and you have stumbled and you have messed up, amen, why don't you come to yourself this morning? Amen. Say, God, give me back my thoughts. Give me back my desire and go back home. And think on these things. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ. Amen. I know that Christ didn't go around thinking impure thoughts, did he? No, he had a pure mind. He had a pure life. He was without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, or any such thing. Amen. That's the kind of church he's coming back after, a pure church. Amen. Let this mind be in you. Amen. Proverbs 23 and 7. Amen. As a man, as you think in your heart, so are you. Amen. If you're thinking, amen, you say, I'm not a murderer, but I'm thinking about it. Amen. In the sight of God. Amen. That's what you are. You see, you are what you think. Amen. I didn't say there wasn't a difference between thinking it or acting it out. Some don't think there's a difference. I think there is somewhat a difference, Brother Gallagher. Amen. Of the results that will follow. But if you can get a hold of your thoughts this morning, you can save yourself a lot of heartache. 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 5. Amen. You can read in there about where it talks about bringing every thought into captivity. This year at adult camp, Brother Shoecraft come by, and I remember him talking about, amen, taking that thought captive. Amen. When that thought enters your mind and it leaves, amen, reach back out there. Get a hold of that thing. Amen. And take it captive. Listen, get it under the blood. Amen, and think that which is right. Romans 8, 1 through 7, to be carnally minded. Amen. We live in a world that's full of carnality, full of vanity. Amen. Listen, some of these things that we focus on and we think so much about our appearance and our looks and what we can have, listen, all those things are going to melt one of these days. But think on that which will last for all eternity. Lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. Where moth and rust can't corrupt. Titus 2 and amen, 6. Amen. It tells the young men, be sober minded. What are you when you're sober? You're alert. You got all the senses you have available. Amen. Listen, if we'll use all we have, God will make the difference. But when we don't help ourselves, God ain't going to help us. One man that said it this way. Amen. The most important things in life are the thoughts you choose to think. Amen. Another man said, I think, therefore I am. Amen. We are what we think. Amen. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Amen. It is doubtless true that people become what they think about. Amen. If I knew what you think, I would know who you are. Our thoughts make us what we are. Amen. A man is what he thinks about all day long. Amen. Our life is what our thoughts make it. The mind of man is the battleground on which every moral and spiritual battle is fought. I'm going to throw a lot of things at you in close, all right? So just hang with me. Our defeat or victory begins with what we think. Amen. If we can guard our thoughts, we shall not have much trouble anywhere else along the line. If we guard our thoughts. Every kidnapping was once thought. Every affair was once a fantasy. It all started with a thought. I kind of like this. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. He said, he was talking about back in the days, amen, you know, when the, amen, black folk were treated different. He said, I used to live in Atlanta, and I went to a high school on the other side of town, to Booker T. Washington. Amen. I had to get on the bus in what was known as the Fourth Ward and ride over to the west side. In those days, rigid patterns of segregation existed on the, amen, buses, so that Negroes had to sit in the back of the buses. Amen. Whites were seated in the front. And often, amen, if whites didn't get on the bus, those that were still reserved, amen, they were still reserved for whites only. So Negroes had to stand over empty seats. And he said, I would end up having to go to the back of that bus with my body. But every time I got on that bus, I left my mind on the front seat. And I said to myself, one of these days I'm going to put my body, amen, where my mind is. And we all know the story. He did. Amen. You say, I can't control it. Listen, if you keep attempting it, there'll come a day where God will give you victory. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Amen. But you just got to start thinking right. Amen. There's Leslie Flynn tells of a mother who was peeling vegetables for salad when her daughter came home from college. Amen. Casually mentioned she was going to a questionable movie that evening. The mother, amen, suddenly picked up a handful of garbage and threw it in the salad. And the young lady exclaimed, Mother, amen, you're putting garbage in the salad. She said, I know, but I thought that if you didn't mind garbage in your mind, you certainly wouldn't mind a little in your stomach. Your thoughts. Amen. Man, I wouldn't eat that. I've started working 3 days a week, and there's this one gentleman there. The moms will know what I'm talking about, but he'll cut the mold off the bread and eat it. If it's got mold, I don't eat it. Ain't most of us that way? We got any mold eaters here? But I'll tell you what, in our mind, there's a lot of people that eat mold every meal. They sit down in the world in their thoughts. Amen. Yeah, they may have a piece of bread that's pretty much wholesome. Amen. But the edges, amen,'s got a little mold on it. Listen, if it ain't 110% pure, leave it alone. Amen. Think on these things. Amen. Amen. There's much more this morning. Amen. Listen to this. Charles Spurgeon said it this way. Some will say they cannot help having bad thoughts. They may, but the question is, do they hate them or not? Vain thoughts will knock at the door, but we must not open to them. Though sinful thoughts rise, they must not reign. Oh, hallelujah. He who turns a morsel of bread or a morsel over and over in his mouth does it so because he likes the flavor. Amen. And he who meditates upon evil loves it and is ripe to commit it. Snails leave their slime behind them, and so do vain thoughts. Amen. Good thoughts are blessed guests and should be heartily welcomed, well fed and much sought after. Amen. Like rose, amen, leaves, amen, they give out the sweet smell. If they're laid, amen, in the jar of memory, they cannot be too much cultivated. They are a crop which enriches the soul. Listen, if you'll think on that which is pure, it'll make you a better individual. Amen. Amen. I like this. Suppose you have a sponge and a pitcher of Pepsi Cola. If you dip the sponge into the Pepsi and squeeze it, what's going to come out? 7-Up? No, when you squeeze the sponge soaked in Pepsi, Pepsi's going to gush out. Say, I slip up and say some words I ought not be saying. It's because you're thinking them. Amen. I'm going some places. Oh, don't pull back on me. I'm wrestling with some things. Listen, as long as you're wrestling, as long as you're fighting, as long as you're battling, amen, I know this morning you could have got a lot better, but I'm giving you what I have. Amen. Our thoughts will make us. Our thoughts will break us. Listen to this. Amen. On the New York Times asked Coach Jimmy Johnson, amen, what he told his players before leading to the Dallas Cowboys, amen, onto the field of the 1993 Super Bowl. He said, I told them, Amen. He said, I told them that if I laid a 2x4 across the floor, every one of them would walk across it and not fall, because our focus would be on walking the length of the board. But if I put that same board 10 stories high between two buildings, only a few, amen, would make it, because our focus would be on falling. Amen. And it goes on to tell here that Johnson told his players not to focus on the crowd, the media, amen, or the possibility of failing, but to focus on each play of the game as if it were a good practice session. And the Cowboys won that game 52-7. Listen, if you want to win, amen, maintain your focus. Amen. I said maintain your focus. Amen. Think on these things. Preacher, I'm tired of struggling. Then change your thought life and you can be victorious. You don't have to fall. Amen. But if you have, get up and go on and purify your thoughts. Amen. Amen. Are you struggling this morning? Amen. Are you wrestling in your mind? Some of us adults, are we in a church and are we wrestling with feelings once against another? And even though nothing's ever happened, we sit there and we look across the aisle and we're thinking things we ought not think. Listen, when the devil tries to get in your crawl, amen, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. I can't control it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Whoa! I said you can. Amen. You can. Somebody say I can do all things. I don't have to fall prey to my thoughts, but I can be more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you thinking? Amen. What are you thinking? I'm closing. I'll answer your thought. Amen. What are you thinking? Amen. You know what I'm thinking when I'm sitting in a deer stand? I'm thinking that that big one's fixing to walk out. Most of the time he never does, but I still thank him. You know what? Amen. Oh, you're sitting there and you're intense. Come on, if you're a real deer hunter, you'll be right with me on this. If you're not, you won't understand, because you're sleeping or at home in bed. Amen. But you're sitting there and you're focused and you're tense. Are you with me? Amen. I mean, you're so tense that all of a sudden you hear something walking, and in your mind the world record, come on, the state record is just fixing to walk out in front of you, and a thousand other men are thinking the same thing. And all of a sudden you pull up your gun and you pull it off safety and you get ready. Amen. You're going to blow that thing to him to come. And then all of a sudden it steps out and its tail starts flickering. And it's a squirrel. And it don't have no horns. And you feel like blowing it to kingdom come. One of the biggest one I ever shot. 8-pointer, about a 19-inch spread. That's probably about the last one I shot. But I remember Brother Switzer sitting in that stand. And it wasn't even my stand. I hadn't even scouted or anything. But somebody blessed me, put me on a good spot. And I was sitting there. And I heard that thing coming. And it wasn't a squirrel this time, brother. I mean, I didn't even count them. All I knew is I wanted to shoot. You know what I did? I stood up. I started trying to focus. But I couldn't hardly do it. Because the whole time I had one leg. Amen. And it would say. And so I shot the first time. Amen. I don't care if I'm deadly on the first one, just as long as I get him down. Amen. And I missed it. Amen. So Brother Nathan, you know what I did? I was trying to get my leg to stop, and I shot again, and I missed him again. So in desperation, when he started walking away, I just said, boom. He walked off in a patch of woods, and I heard, you know, kicking around, carrying on. But I really didn't think I'd done it. But I'll tell you what, if it would have went on what I was thinking about, my mind was focused. I was fixed. All I could think about was, man. Sorry, sisters, I can't talk to you about Walmart. I don't understand that part. Blue light specials. But anyway, I was focused. Amen. I got down. I couldn't find it, so I went back a little ways back to the house. And a brother come back, and he'd help me. And we was looking around. It had gotten dark, and we was about ready to give up. And all of a sudden, I walked into this real thick area. And there he lay, and he had a 20-gauge slug hole in his hip. He had laid down, bled to death. One guy said at church, well, you know, that many shots, but I got one. I was focused. I want to tell you, are you focused this morning? Amen. Where's your mind at? Amen. Say, preacher, I'm dreading what I got to go back to. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll tell you how you're going to do it through Christ. If you'll think on that which is lovely. Amen. Say, I ain't got much to think. Think about the church you're going back to. Say, it ain't much to think about. Listen, if you can't think on anything else, pull your Bible out and think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if whatsoever things be of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Would you stand to your feet, Heavenly Father? We've done our best this morning to preach to this congregation, this group of young people. Lord, a lot of them's got a long way to go. God, but if we could gather our thoughts for just a moment, God, I pray that you would help us. Help us to respond in our mind. God, though we may never hit this altar as we leave this building and go on our way home, let us be thinking on that which is pure and right and just. God, in a world that's so twisted, we can still have pure minds. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. In the name of the Lord, amen.
Amen. Let's come to this altar, young people. Let's surrender our thoughts. Amen. Let's surrender our thought life to God. Maybe God spoke to your heart this morning and you need to put some things on the altar. Amen. Maybe there's some thoughts in your mind you need to ask God. Amen, to help you get victory over. Amen, let's come to the altar and let's ask God to give us victory over our thoughts today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah.
I've got my mind made up to serve the Lord.